کسی همچو ما با کسی مثل شما کنار نخواهد آمد، نه حالا و نه هیچ وقت دیگری.
Someone like us will never come to terms with someone like you, not now, not ever. Those are the words of Iranian military spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Ebrahim Zulfaghari. In a statement aired on state television, he said, "The strategic power you used to talk about has turned into a strategic failure," adding, "Don't dress up your defeat as an agreement." But according to the Trump administration, the war is going great gangbusters.
Just over 3 weeks in, it's abundantly clear that Operation Epic Fury has been a resounding military triumph.
White House spokesperson Carolyn Leavitt gave reporters an update Wednesday.
From the outset, President Trump and the Department of War estimated it would take approximately 4 to 6 weeks to achieve this critical mission. 25 days in, the greatest military the world has ever known is ahead of schedule and performing exceptionally.
Leavitt claimed Trump does not need authorization from Congress for the war. Her reason? Because we are already in major combat operations in Iran. She does say, though, that lawmakers have been briefed, in her words, out of courtesy and out of respect for them. The war has sparked debate among lawmakers and also among Americans at large. A new Associated Press NORC poll finds that 59% of Americans believe the war in Iran has gone too far. At the White House briefing, one reporter asked Leavitt what Trump's message is for young voters who supported Trump, hoping for no wars and lower prices.
President Trump is doing this for you. He's doing this for young people so that we are no longer threatened by a rogue terrorist regime in the Middle East that seeks to kill the brave men and women who serve in our country in the Middle East, many of them young people themselves, young men and women who serve this country honorably in uniform and have been threatened, killed, and maimed by the rogue Iranian terrorist regime for 47 years.
Leavitt says negotiations with Iran are ongoing, and she says the president's preference is always for peace. But that message came with a threat.
There does not need to be any more death and destruction. But if Iran fails to accept the reality of the current moment, if they fail to understand that they have been defeated militarily and will continue to be, President Trump will ensure they are hit harder than they have ever been hit before. President Trump does not bluff, and he is prepared to unleash hell.
It does not sound like Iran is ready to admit defeat. Iran has rejected Trump's ceasefire proposal, instead launching more attacks on Israel and Gulf Arab countries. Pakistani officials say the U.S. plan included sanctions relief, a rollback of Iran's nuclear program, limits on missiles, and reopening the Strait of Hormuz. It would also put limits on Iran's support for proxy militias. Iran has responded with its own five-point plan. That proposal includes a halt to the killings of Iranian officials, safeguards against future attacks, war reparations, and Iran's exercise of sovereignty over the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, the U.S. is escalating its presence, preparing to send a rapid strike force of at least 1,000 troops from the 82nd Airborne Division to the Middle East, along with more warships and other military assets. Even so, it won't be enough troops for a ground invasion, though the troops could be used for short missions. In the House of Representatives, Texas Democrat Lloyd Doggett said Trump is sending troops to put their lives on the line for a war that nobody asked for. He calls it a disgrace and a betrayal.
So while Trump declares himself the acting president of Venezuela and says that he can do anything I want to Cuba, while one of his many lies contradicts the next one, he really believes that he's not just king of America, but king of the universe. Yet it is Americans that will pay the very severe price for his gigantic ego and constant whims that embark us in danger around the globe.
Over at United Nations headquarters, UN Chief Antonio Guterres repeated his calls for an end to the fighting.
More than 3 weeks on, the war is out of control. The conflict has broken past the limits even leaders thought unimaginable. The world is staring down the barrel of a wider war, a rising tide of human suffering, and a deeper global economic shock. This has gone too far. It's time to stop climbing the escalation ladder and start climbing the diplomatic ladder and return to full respect of international law.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.